CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 20th of August, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. National Coding Week. G5RP Trophy Nominations. RSGB 2023 Convention. National Coding Week is taking place from the 14th of September, but the RSGB is dedicating the whole of September to amateur radio and coding activities. This is a great way to try something new, extend your skills, or share your knowledge with your local club, school, or community group. You can find out more on the RSGB's coding page at romeosierragolfbravo.org/coding. And if you'd like to get involved, please contact ESRG member John Hislop, G7OHO, via Golf 7 Oscar Hotel Oscar at rsgb.org.uk. If you're taking part, whether on your own or in a group, then the RSGB would love to share what you're doing so that you can inspire others. Please send email details to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award designed to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed. It's open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2023, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievement to show. For example, a good total of new countries worked or some HFD expedition activity. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Nominations should arrive no later than Friday the 15th of September 2023. The RSGB convention is being held between the 13th and 15th of October. The program is nearly finished and contains some fantastic speakers on a range of amateur radio subjects. In addition, there will be a build-a-thon where you will also gain invaluable advice about how to run a similar event at your club, local school or community group. The early bird booking price has been extended to the 14th of September, so don't miss out. Book now. Full details of the program will be published soon. For more information and to book, visit rsgb.org/convention. Today, John GW3JVB is operating from Steepholme Island in the Bristol Channel. The worked all Britain Square for the location is Sierra Tango 26 and the IOTA reference is EU120. John hopes to be operational from approximately 1000 UTC to 1930 UTC using SSB. He's most likely to be working on 40 and 20 metres, but may also be available on other bands depending on the weather and conditions. If you hear John on the air, please give him a call. You can read more about John's amateur activities on his blog via govwhiskey3julietvictorbravo.uk. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is taking place this weekend. There are lots of stations on the air waiting for your call. To see a list of registered stations, visit indialimalimawhiskey.net. Neil Bowers, G4JUV, has created Camper Ham UK, on Facebook. It's for anyone who likes camping and operating their radios, both licensed and shortwave listeners. Motorhomes, vans, caravans, tents, and bivy bags are all okay. Just take a radio. As well as the usual technical discussions about radios and antennas, the group is interested in antenna-friendly camping sites and good spots for portable operation. In the future, there may be meetups for organized by group members. For more information, search for Camper Ham UK on Facebook. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. No details of rallies and events. The Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society rally is taking place today, as is the Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Rally taking place today. And what's more, the Red Rose Summer Rally is taking place today. Now for next week, Torbay Annual Communications Fair will take place on Sunday the 27th of August. The venue will be Newton Abbott Racecourse, postcode Tango Quebec 123 Alpha Foxtrot. This will be an indoor event with free parking. The doors will open at 10 a.m, a bring-in buy area, on-site catering and an RSGB bookstore will be available. For more information, contact Pete, G4VTO, on 01-803-864-528, or Mike, G1TUU, on 01-803-557-941, or email rally@tangoalpharomeosierra.org.uk. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Sunday the 27th of August. The rally will be held at a new venue this year, Herons Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes, postcode Mike Kilo 89 Alpha Alpha. The venue is opposite the National Badminton Centre and has excellent modern amenities together with free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities. The entrance fee is £3 and doors will open to the public from 9 a.m. Outdoor pitches and indoor tables are available. For trader and exhibitor inquiries, please email rally@mikekiloalpharomeosierra.org.uk. For more information, look at the web, mikekiloalpharomeosierra.org.uk. Now the special event news. Celebrating the centenary of the National Park of Abruzzo, Lazio and Molise, special call sign India 6 Papa November is in use until the 31st of October. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL or via IK6IHU. For details of a certificate that's available, see qrz.com. 8 Sierra 80 Alpha Alpha is the special call sign in use throughout 2023 by Vastorus Radio Club, Sierra Kilo 5 Alpha Alpha, to celebrate its 80th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, but is also available via the Bureau or to SK8AA or direct to SM5FUG. More information about the club can be found at Sierra Kilo 5 Alpha Alpha dot Sierra Echo. And Lima Alpha 100 Kilo is a special call sign in use by Academisk Radio Club, Lima Alpha 1 Kilo, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of its foundation. Based at Trondheim, it's the oldest amateur radio club in Norway. The special call sign will be in use until the 31st of December, QSL via the Bureau or direct. Now the DX news. Lawrence PF3X will be active as Tango Foxtrot / Papa Foxtrot 3 X-ray whilst touring Iceland until the 25th of August. He will operate SSB in digital modes on the HF and 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL or direct to his home call. Chris OE6CUD plans to visit Lofoten Islands, EU076, the Vesterland Islands, EU033, and Senja Island, EU046, whilst touring Norway by car until late October. He will be QRV as Lima Alpha / Oscar Echo 6 Charlie Uniform Delta, and will operate mainly CW on the HF bands. You might also give QO100 a try, QSL via home call, direct or bureau, logbook of the world and EQSL. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 22nd of August, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 18.30 to 21.30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the CQ RITI Ops Worldwide RITI contest has two sessions between the 25th and 27th of August. The first session is between 2200 UTC on the 25th and 1200 UTC on the 26th. The second session is from 1200 to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 27th. Using RITI only on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and 4-digit year of your first license. The worldwide DigiDX contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 26th to 1200 UTC on the 27th of August. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Next Sunday, that's the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 17th of August 2023. Sunspot activity continues as we head towards solar maximum. We've had a reasonably settled sun over the past week. The KP index never exceeded 3.33 and was generally in the 1s and 2s all the week. We also had no M or X class flares to worry about, with only minor C class events occurring. The solar flux index stayed in the 140s and 150s, only topping out at 160 on Wednesday and Thursday. So it was not a bad week for HF propagation as we head towards the end of August. There are signs that propagation is improving due to the seasonal change in the chemistry of the F2 layer. With a move towards more monatomic species and fewer diatomic ones, it means that it's becoming easier to ionize. Daytime critical frequencies are currently around 6 to 7 MHz, according to the Dove Digisond, giving a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of between 18 and 21 MHz. 28 MHz sporadic e-contacts have all but finished, but don't write off the 10 meter band quite, you might get the odd surprise. 20 meter seems to be the best DX band of the week, according to the Chiltern DX Club, with 17 and 15 meters contributing. Foxtrot Oscar / Foxtrot 4, Foxtrot Juliet Hotel in French Polynesia, Echo 5-1 Juliet Delta in the South Cook Islands, and Foxtrot Hotel for Victor Kilo in Mayotte have all been heard on 20 meters SSB, while 3 Delta 2 Alpha Golf in Fiji has also been worked on 15 meters CW. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The fine summer-like weather has returned, at least for this weekend, and up to about midweek before it becomes more unsettled again. So Troppo will be worth exploring, especially this weekend and during the first part of next week. Note that in these warmer summer months, Troppo is often better overnight and early morning, especially those misty ones, but tends to decay as the ground warms in the morning sunshine. However, coastal paths often remain good throughout the day, so Troppo paths across the North Sea or English Channel could be worth a look from your holiday deck chair. I don't know. The sporadic e-season is slowly coming to a close, but it's still worth a check in the evening tea time activity window to make sure nothing's missed, and even better if you can add a morning checkup at around 10.30 UTC. The recent Perseids meteor shower may have added some useful meteor debris fuel, so it's certainly not time to give up checking just yet. However, you may have to manage your expectations on the higher HF bands. Meteor scatter is still a good bet in the tail end of the Perseids shower, and the usual random meteors increase around dawn. Rain scatter is always an option in the summer months, so keep a watch on weather radar displays for the brighter, thundery rainfall echoes, especially later next week. There's been some interesting propagation on 50 MHz down to the equatorial belt in the late evenings, with Delta 2 Uniform Yankee in Angola working FT8 stations in an arc from the Canaries around through northern Scotland and the whole of the UK to Turkey, with trans-equatorial sounding fading patterns, making decodes difficult sometimes. Moon declination goes negative again this Sunday, shortening moon visibility windows, and as we are past FOG, past losses will fall all week. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate until next Friday, peaking at 2900 Kelvin on Saturday morning. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the southwest. No net news this week, only meetings and important items. Bath and District Amateur Radio Club. Wednesday sees a club meeting from 7:30pm at Farnborough Memorial Hall. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Southbury, from 7:30pm. Contact is www.bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is Matt, 20FNT, 0730-554-9614. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has changed its venue. The club no longer meets at the Self-Help Enterprise 7 facility in Bristol until the club's new venue is ready in about a month. It will meet temporarily at the nearby Filton Community Centre, Elm Park, postcode Bravo Sierra 347 Papa Sierra. For further details, contact Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Today, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is active for International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Why not give them a call? Inquiries at sierra-bravo-alpha-romeo-charlie.co.uk if you want to email them. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club will be holding its annual Field Day event between the 25th of August and the 28th of August this year at The Field behind Hook House, Barkley, South Gloucestershire, postcode Golf Lima 139 Tango Hotel. Guests and potential members are welcome to join in. For more details, visit the club's website via Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting to discuss ideas for simple HF receivers with G3MYM. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now over to Wales, Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, station approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. On Friday there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith 07411 593103, or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff. Postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7 PM on Tuesdays. Contact is Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the Society's Clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 PM on Thursday. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ustard Rhondda Sports Centre. Postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee. Contact is via golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk, or John GW4BUZ 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 PM at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebeland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport. Postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 AM at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. For more info, contact the club secretary by email, usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.